position as co-host on Typically Tuesdays has also been a Year of the Rat person. And Jade and I, when we first started doing these Lunar New Year specials, we would always save some time to talk about the Year of the Rat and what our horoscopes are going to be for this year. And so I will talk about that now. The Rat, I think, if you're new here, again, it may be a little bit similar to the snake in that, you know, for a lot of cultures, rats are not exactly creatures that you want to associate with yourself because they're like kind of creepy and they have other bad negative connotations. But in the lunar solar calendar, in the zodiac, being a rat can be a good thing. I mean, of the 12 creatures, you know, every creature is good in its own way. And also, very similar to just typically how humans are, everybody is flawed and also awful in some way. And so it does not really matter what creature you are. So as long as you know what your weaknesses are and what your strengths are. And if you are a fellow rat person, you know that we are, according to ChineseNewYear.net, this is really the staple website that I use, rats are cheerful, sociable, and tenacious people who thrive as a part of a group. This intuitive, versatile, and quick-witted zodiac values security in all areas of life, which affects their choices in love and career. As rats, of course, we can be timid and suspicious. We're prone to short-sightedness because of this reason, and sometimes we'll miss the forest for the trees. But we're kind by nature, and that sometimes might come off as selfish, especially when we feel insecure about where we are in life. We are advised to concentrate on improving ourselves and our own lot instead of comparing ourselves to others. But in general, some of our strengths include that we are alert and sharp observers and really great at being aware of their own selves in life, always on the lookout for any opportunities that may not be readily available to others. Rats are also naturally cautious, moving tentatively and ready to retreat at any sign of danger. We're risk adverse, as well as being conscientious at work, which means that rats can become quite successful, even if they come from humble beginnings. So what's the year looking like for us rat people? Well, it's a year of steady growth, with excellent opportunities for career advancement and financial stability. With the help of some benefactors, rats will navigate challenges smoothly, but we must be cautious with investments and travel plans to ensure a successful year. Some things to note there. Another thing, interestingly, to note, and I don't remember if I had knew this from previous years when I was reading my horoscope for the year, but some of the famous people that are born in the Year of the Rat include Zendaya, which is honestly pretty cool, but also RuPaul Charles was born in the Year of the Metal Rat in 1960. I am kind of delighted by by this revelation. RuPaul. I'm not gonna stop thinking about this. This is wild. So delightful to know, even though obviously, like many other people, I have like issues with RuPaul sometimes. But oh my god, this makes so much more sense. That explains why I can never leave the RuPaul's Drag Race franchise in the past. Like, I have to always keep up with it somehow. Even if I'm not watching the season. Completely off topic here. But I guess speaking of, you know, like being able to like find opportunities and like advance careers and stuff like that with RuPaul specifically, I don't think that I've watched the past three seasons of the main American series in the franchise, and yet I somehow always like to keep in contact with it. Like, I'll listen to like the recap shows and stuff like that, because there's just something about this franchise that has me, that has got me by the ankles. It refuses to let me go. And now it makes so much sense, because RuPaul and I are both born in the year of the rat. I can't. That was so funny to me. As I recover from this revelation, we're gonna be listening to some more music. I'm very unserious this episode. This next track is in line with the Year of the Snake, mostly because Slithering, and also like the musician's name. Okay, this is Fellowship, which is actually a really beautiful, lovely song, all about like, you know, loving your friends, loving your found family, and you know, traditionally during Lunar New Year, you're hanging out with your biological family, but that does not mean that you can't hang out with the people in your life who you care about just as much as you would care about your biological family, if not more. Again, here's Fellowship by Serpent with Feet. Happy Year of the Wood Snake. I'm gonna need to recover from this. Enjoy.
For my friends. This is Bird Note. Some birds are just misunderstood and have been for centuries. Take the eared grebe, for example. The earliest description in the North American literature, dating from 1577, and based on Aztec observations, notes, its food is its feathers. Only sometimes it eats fish. Strange as it sounds, grebes do indeed eat their own feathers. Eared grebes eat mainly brine shrimp and aquatic insects, which have rigid exoskeletons, making them both tough to digest and potentially damaging to the intestines. So, grebes evolved to use their feathers as a way to slow down digestion. After the bird swallows them, the feathers enter a three-part stomach. First, a storage chamber, then a gizzard, and lastly, a pouch. The feathers form dense balls in both the gizzard and final pouch and appear to slow the passage of food long enough that the food can be safely liquefied. The tough bits are then regurgitated within a ball of feathers, much the way owls spit up pellets of bones from their prey. A grebe may pop out as many as 6 feather balls in an evening. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
"春光无限好" by the singer Huang Yingying off of the album 中国新年歌曲名典 here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hi, I'm Leslie. And there's just something, I don't know, I just love how Chinese people like write about the seasons and write about nature in poetry and in songs. The name of the song can be literally translated to "the spring light is infinitely good, it's infinitely great." And it's really lovely because the opening of that song is talking about how wonderful springtime is. This whole song is about how wonderful springtime is. We are celebrating, of course, the return of spring during Lunar New Year. And she just goes on to describe how springtime affects the world, right? The birds are going chi-chi-cha-cha, chi-chi-cha-cha. You know, they're crying. They've become lively again, as have the people who are always laughing and smiling, going shi-shi-ha-ha, shi-shi-ha-ha. I don't know. There's just something I really love about that. And the name of the singer is also very interesting. Huang Yingying. Do forgive me. I do have like a really thick mixture of like a Western Canadian accent and also like a Cantonese accent when I speak Mandarin. So it doesn't sound all that good. But Huang Yingying, this person's name means golden oriole voice. Like Huang means gold, golden. Ying means oriole. Yin, as in yingyue, means sound or even cry. And voice would probably be the best way to translate it. Within this context, it's so poetic. It's very lovely. I love this album, you know, giving me a really interesting glimpse of how people celebrated Lunar New Year way back in the day. And this is the album that I just always rely on every single year when I do the Lunar New Year special here on Typically Tuesdays. I hope you've been enjoying the songs from it if you tune in every year, because there will be repeats because I'm running out of songs. I've almost played, I think, nearly every single song, maybe half of the album, maybe just a little bit more than half of the album, in the past couple of years since I've done the Lunar New Year special. So I hope you enjoy. It's the year of the wood snake, the year of the snake, coming up on Wednesday, January 29th on the Gregorian calendar for 2025. I talked about the horoscopes for those in the year of the snake, born in the year of the snake, and those born in the year of the rat. If you want to find out what your horoscope is for the year of the snake, check out ChineseNewYear.net. That's kind of like the resource that I personally rely on, because I think it's like way accessible. So give that a try. One thing that I forgot to mention was regarding like fortune and luck for this year. That is a key element of how people celebrate Lunar New Year in Chinese culture. And the color red is the most auspicious color. It's said that usually on Lunar New Year's Day, you want to be wearing red. You want to be like head to toe wearing red. You got to also be wearing like red underwear, you know, just like red all over. However, I heard from my dad, and I feel like I would be remiss to not mention this because my dad has made an appearance on Typically Tuesdays before, specifically during a Lunar New Year episode. I would be remiss to not mention this also because he could not stop talking about it. He is also not a person who necessarily believes in horoscopes, but he's very superstitious. He said that he read somewhere people born in the year of the rat, ox, rabbit, ram, and rooster should not wear the color red this Lunar New Year's Day. So don't be wearing red on Wednesday, January 29th, apparently. Apparently. Because it might welcome some adverse fortune instead. Some bad things to happen. But luckily for you, you can wear red the day right after, and you can just keep wearing red for as long as you want. So keep that in mind. As I say this, I hope I have made my father proud, because I did relay this message. I'm using my influence for good. And there's so much more that I can say about Lunar New Year. You're just gonna have to, like, confront me somewhere to allow me to talk at you about this occasion that comes once a year that I love so much, and perhaps you also love very much as well if you celebrate Lunar New Year. Whether or not you celebrate Lunar New Year, I'm wishing you a very happy year of the wood snake, one that is full of joyful moments, surrounded by community and loved ones, one in which your health is strong, your body is strong, your mind is resilient, one in which you prosper in the goals and the many aspirations that you have in your life, one of good fortune, and also importantly, one in which your innate wisdom about yourself and about the world develops and grows, whether or not you are born in the year of the snake, whether or not you're going to be facing the intense challenges of the lunar solar return, as prophesized in the horoscopes. The snake, after all, does represent wisdom, and we can maybe think about this year as a year to grow wiser in what we know, become more intuitive, become more curious about the world and ourselves. I'm wishing all of that for you during this year. Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening to these words on Typically Tuesdays, today on 90.1 FM CJSF. Tune into more great CJSF programming. Speaking of wisdom and developing it, listen to Free Voices every Thursday from 3 o'clock until 4, bridging difference through stories of inspiration and empowerment. It's a great show. Whenever I get the chance to tune in, I do. And the episodes are easily accessible online on our website, cjsf.ca. Write to me if you have questions about Lunar New Year or you want to get in touch. I'm at Typically Tuesdays on Instagram and typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. And I'm going to end today's episode with one final track. This one is, I don't know, I think a song that I've played maybe a few times already on this specific, like, annual episode. But I just love it because it's just, like, it just sounds so beautiful and, like, so, like, seasonal. And this is technically a newer version, so get into it. By the legend, icon, and genius Beverly Glenn Copeland, and sung in collaboration with Sam Smith. This is Ever New. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays, and I'll talk to you very soon.
The other end of the world.